Have you thought about fasting lately? There's a growing interest in periodic or episodic fasting as a way to lose weight or improve health. But there's still a debate over whether fasting is the best way to do it. Usha Lee McFarling is a reporter with our partners at Stat News, an online health and science publication. She tried out a new fasting diet recently, and she wrote about her experience. Usha, welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. So, you know, we're going to get to the science in a minute of fasting, but let's start with your own experience. What did you do? Because you fasted for, what, 5 days?
Right. My editors had heard about this new fasting diet that was supposed to, you know, potentially cure all kinds of diseases and, you know, lower your cholesterol, make you lose inches off your waistline. It kind of sounded too good to be true, but some publications had come out. So they said, well, why don't you look into it? And while you're looking into it, why don't you try it as well?
So the diet's designed by a professor at USC named Walter Longo. It's supposed to mimic the effects of fasting without actually doing it. What's his theory?
He's a longtime aging researcher, and he's done most of his work in yeast and mice, but he finds that fasting has all kinds of health benefits, at least to mice. It reverses diabetes, it keeps them young, it keeps them fit, it keeps them active. Other researchers have found it keeps their brains from degenerating. He's a biochemist, so he developed a diet that tricks your body into feeling like it's fasting, so you get all the health benefits of fasting, but you're actually able to get in 800 to 1100 calories depending on the day. So it's fasting without a lot of the pain. As one person put it, you can have your fast and eat it too.
Well, not really, because I mean, you had some teas that you were able to have and some soups, you know, not very much food. What were you eating over those 5 days?
There were some nut bars. There were these dehydrated soups that you cooked that were actually quite tasty, or maybe it was just because I was so hungry, anything would have tasted tasty. There were olives. There was an energy drink mixed with glycogen and other ingredients that kind of made you feel full. You could sip it through the day. So it was tough. There were times when I was hungry. There were times when I was tired.
You had headaches.
But it certainly wasn't as hard as what I've heard. I never felt I was on that edge of so starving or weak.
You worked through it. You maintained your job as a reporter. You had to take care of your family, that sort of thing.
I even shopped and cooked for my kids, which I thought was going to be super hard. And once I adjusted to it, I actually started to look at the food they were eating and not want it. The hardest thing for me was giving up coffee. It's definitely a no-no on this fast.
We should say that Professor Longo is such a fanatic of this theory. This is the man who designed the diet, that he packages the food. He sells it for about $300 a pop. And some of his critics point out that, well, this could be problematic, that a researcher is profiting off these sorts of sales. And as you've mentioned, the idea is to sort of taper the calories down from 1,100 down to 800. How is that any different than the idea of just cutting back calorie consumption in general?
To me, that's the big question. You know, there just haven't been enough studies in humans to really, I mean, he's published some studies that the diet is effective and safe in humans. But honestly, there just isn't a big body of evidence on this fasting mimicking diet, as it's called, in humans.
Huh. So after 5 days, you get your blood drawn, and you had gotten your blood drawn before you started as well. What were the results that you saw inside your body?
I wasn't expecting too much, but I happened to have had for the first time kind of elevated cholesterol. And I had done that independently just through my annual physical, like a few weeks before the fast.
And how old are you?
So I'm in my 40s. Mm-hmm. So when the blood test for the fast came back with high cholesterol, and then after the fast, I lost almost 8 pounds. And then my cholesterol went way down. My good cholesterol went up. So I think there is an effect, but whether that's the magic chemistry of fasting or just because my calories went down, I think that's really still the big problem, because it's certainly, I think almost all Americans can tend to take in less calories and it'd be better for their health.
So you've done one of these diets. You are a journalist as well. So, I mean, just take that a step further. What level of skepticism should we bring to the table when we're deciding whether or not to do one of these?
I think we all should be really skeptical. I think the field of diet and nutrition is just full of best-selling books and fads and things that don't pan out. I think it's best to sort of talk to your physician and find out what's best for your own body.
But I know people are listening to this and thinking to themselves, this is not a secret. You know, what you should do is you should eat well and you should exercise. And what do you think the fasting researchers that you spoke with would say to that?
Well, they would say that, you know, 70% of Americans are either overweight or obese. So clearly what people are doing aren't working, and we might need to do something more extreme. And in a way, fasting is, it's nothing new. It's, you know, we've been doing it since probably we evolved as a species. So they would really say that there's something important to it, and maybe it should be added to some of the health recommendations coming from the government. But I think we're a long way from that. I think a lot of science and research needs to be done.
So you'd do it again?
I would do it again. I wish it didn't cost so much, but I would, and I would recommend it to people.
As long as you could drink coffee.
Right, and maybe a wine or two at the end of the day.
All right. Usha Lee McFarling is a reporter with our partners at Stat News, and we'll link you to her stories about her own experience fasting at hereandnow.org. Usha, thank you so much.
Thanks so much. It's been nice speaking with you.